are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, August the 20th, and it is lottery day. Finally, some consequential Detroit Pistons basketball. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today's episode is brought to you by the return of Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Great customer service. They will take care of you. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. If you already use that $10 off, you can redo it for the relaunch of Built Bar. Feels good to be talking to you guys on a day where we've got some things to talk about and definitely some things to talk about these next couple days as well into the next week too, as we can kind of reshuffle the deck as far as our expectations for the NBA draft. I promise I'm going to take a step back and reevaluate everything from scratch because I've got that kind of time. My love for guys like Okongwu and Halliburton, we'll dig deeper into that. My disdain for LaMelo Ball, my uncertainty about Anthony Edwards, and my a little bit of my intrigue possibly about James Wiseman. But that's what we'll be talking about in these next few months. Next couple of days, just to give you a heads up, we're going to go one more episode tonight, right up, you know, shortly after the lottery's over, to give the quick rundown, the quick reactions. Then we'll have another episode up on Friday is the plan, about kind of a step back. We'll do Fridays with Brian, talk about the playoffs and how things stand, as by that time, by Thursday night, every team will be two games deep into their first round series. But today, I got a little bit of a Pistons rant about the playoffs, and then we're going to run down, reset the lottery, kind of get you amped up for tonight, and I'll give my final argument for what Pistons should hope for tonight and why. I realize maybe I've been a little bit flippant on that, but give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore for that. Also, the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. But as you know, if you follow this team, as you have for the past decade or so, it's well-worn territory about the fact that there's a lot of former Pistons in the playoffs. I'm less concerned about that, although I'm a little concerned about that. I'm more concerned about who's not in the playoffs, and we'll get to that. We're talking about the Morris brothers being on different teams in L.A., finals contenders, Reggie Jackson in L.A. as well. Jackson and Marcus Morris both started for the Clippers in a loss in Game 2 on Wednesday night. Pistons got nothing for all those guys. Not that those guys are ripping up the playoffs or anything, but and I know that there's a world that Marcus Morris turned into Avery Bradley, who turned into the expiring contract to fetch Blake Griffin, and however you feel about that, could have been something more than nothing. But you know who else they got nothing for is Andre Drummond, right? Two-time All-Star. You know who else they got nothing for, because they got nothing, they didn't get rid of him? Langston Galloway and Derrick Rose, which brings me to my point here, my mini rant. And I know it takes two sides to make a deal, so there's a few people I'm irritated with this. And it starts with Ed Stefanski in his front office, thinking about the trade deadline. First off, Rob Pelinka. Really? I mean, you guys had no use for Derrick Rose at the deadline. Looking at this team, and I know that the chances are they get it back together tonight and take care of Portland in somewhat short order in this first-round series, although beginning to look like a deeper series than maybe some of us originally thought. But And again, you got Avery Bradley, you've got some pandemic situations that no one could have saw. Certainly you can't plan like on a Rajon Rondo injury, Ben Simmons injury, those kind of things. But, man, you got to have some depth, right? I mean, you want to feel comfortable with more players than less players, given that there's going to be some injuries that come. Even Langston Galloway helps out the Lakers, right? Whatever future second-round pick they've got stashed. And I know that there was the rumors of the Caruso in a pick for Rose, rumblings out there, but maybe something a little bit lesser could be the package to get Langston Galloway. I just don't understand it. Two guys that had great seasons. Maybe I don't know that either of those guys will ever have another season as good as the one they just had, but man, Going forward, obviously, Derrick Rose had a lot better seasons before, but I'm saying from now until the end of their careers. Also, not just Rob Pelinka, obviously, Elton Brand is kind of wearing the clown suit these days for Philadelphia. And no, that doesn't mean that Sam Hinkie was doing a great job, by the way. That doesn't mean, you know, some of these lingering effects of that loser culture that they set up in Philly have something to do with the losing that is happening in Philly. But you know what also has something to do with the losing is the fact that Raul Neto and Shake Milton are sharing your point guard duties right now in the playoffs against a tough team. You're telling me that Derrick Rose couldn't help that team with all those, you know, second round picks that they have stashed, all those little kind of tiny salaries that they could have thrown together, Raul Neto and Shake Milton kind of being a couple of those, you know, a couple of players that Milton in particular could have been a real piece for the Pistons as he develops in the future. But no, he's not ready to be a playoff point guard right now as a starter. And I know that, you know, Simmons was the number one choice at that spot. But man, again, another team that's spacing issues. Langston Galloway could help that a lot. Hometown guy or played college there. Man, unbelievable. How about Danny Ainge? And I know that the Celtics are up 2-0, so a little bit ill-timed for me to go after him. But, man, round two, round three, which I don't think they'll get to, especially with the Hayward injury, Brad Wanamaker is going to get big minutes at backup point guard and will continue to. No, they couldn't use Derrick Rose and a team that needs a couple more reliable players. But you know what they do have? It's a bunch of these young players that are late first-round picks stashed right now that are probably never going to get meaningful minutes before their rookie contract ends. They've got picks up the butt in Boston. They could have packaged one of those, you know, prospect-ish type of players that they have, talking about Robert Williams and Romeo Langford and Grant Williams. You really think that all three of those guys are going to get a legitimate shot with that team, or are they going to basically have to make tough decisions and lose a couple of them? And certainly if they keep them around, they're not going to be foundational pieces going forward. It's a team that's collecting too many assets and not willing to trade them in when it's winning time. There's a wide open championship race out there. And yes, I do blame a lot of this on Ed Stefanski in the front office. Good front offices get these done, and I don't care how it's done. I know that Andre Drummond had trade value throughout some of his time in Detroit and ended up being just a castaway. I know that, again, go down the list. You can make excuses for every single case, but when you talk about a culmination of moves that were made that were poor or weren't made over and over again, apparently there were two bins of this roster, guys that you had to cut loose for nothing, cut them, trade them for expirings and the worst pick ever in Drummond's case, or the other bin is the guys that you couldn't even get offers for. Langston, you couldn't even get a good offer for him. You couldn't get in a good offer for Derrick Rose. And guess what? Cutting loose guys for nothing, not making trades when the value is right, neither of those things help a rebuild. Those are both things that hurt rebuilds. Waiving guys that are pending free agents this offseason, probably just to clear some payroll, by the way. Keeping guys that you never get an asset for going forward in any meaningful way other than last February, maybe this summer in Derrick Rose. What are they trying to do, sell some tickets there? I mean, that's what losers do. And I know that there's a business side of things, but, well, by the way, you're not going to have any tickets sold next year at this point. But, you know, that's a loser mentality to slow down the rebuild, to keep an aging vet to sell an extra 500 or 1,000 tickets every home game. I think that's something we kind of forget, the kind of moves that got us into this mess, and watching the playoffs kind of drove that into focus for me so far. But start your morning with the news that matters in just 10 minutes. Axios Today hosts Nyla Boodoo, and a team of award-winning journalists will bring you the latest analysis and insight into the trends shaping our world. But up next, we're going to talk about going back to the beginning, the lottery basics. Shake it up, get things started for you guys as you get ready for a big night in Pistons basketball. That's coming up next year on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, got to tell you guys again about DoorDash. I mean, it's been literally a lifesaver for a lot of people, and in my mind, a hunger saver. Sometimes you cook the good stuff that you bought at the grocery store, but even more treat when you can carry in, get that delivered. Contactless as well. You want Chinese, they want pizza, and someone is craving a froyo. There's something for everyone on DoorDash. Man, it's just the variety. And, of course, the restaurants take care of you, and you got to take care of the restaurants in these tough times. But DoorDash is the app that brings the food that you're craving right now right to your door. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery. I know they are here in Detroit. But just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite restaurant, and your food will be left at your door. DoorDash deliveries are now contactless to keep communities that we operate in safe. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDONNBA. That's $5 off and zero deliveries on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code LOCKEDONNBA. Don't forget, that's code LOCKEDONNBA for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
Yes, sir! All
right, a little bit later on, we are going to share our final argument on what Pistons fans should be rooting for tonight. I had to talk myself out of being a little ridiculous these last couple days, especially yesterday's show. I did my ranking of the top nine scenarios that I think Pistons fans should be rooting for, and I've changed my mind on that just because and I went back and listened to it because I was like, does this sound as ridiculous as it sounds? And I was like, actually, it's kind of funny. Good pod. But it's kind of just the thought process is ridiculous. I think that because we have a new front office, we should allow them with all the tools possible. That's all I'll say on that right now. But the NBA draft lottery is tonight. That is 8:30 p.m. I believe it's a ESPN day, so I think it's on ESPN. But anyway, it's on either ESPN or TNT, the one that's showing all the games today. So again, August 20th, 8:30, it's going to be before the 9 o'clock game. You know the rules, but in case you don't, all the teams that didn't make the playoffs, so yes, bubble teams that didn't make the playoffs included in that, the Washington, Phoenix, San Antonio, Sacramento, New Orleans, and Memphis, which will likely convey their pick to Boston. So all those teams enter the lottery with the Delete Eight. Golden State, Cleveland, and Minnesota were the three worst teams in the NBA. It affects one thing in that Golden State being the worst team in the NBA will pick ahead of the other teams if they all fall out of the top four. I think you see what I'm saying there. So unlike past years, the NBA now picks the top four. They used to do the top three for many years. The NBA draft lottery started in 1985, famously with the frozen envelope and Patrick Ewing and New York Knicks and whatever you want to believe about that. I've got a story on DebtNews.com about how the Pistons, and we talked about this last week with the research from Brother Brian, but the Pistons have never moved up in the NBA draft lottery, and I know that 2003 Darko was the number two pick of the draft by the Pistons, but that pick was moved up when it was owned by the Memphis Grizzlies. When it moved up to number two, it conveyed to the Detroit Pistons. So a little bit of a technicality, sure. But the Pistons have been in the lottery 13 times and have never moved up. Yes, they struck a lottery ticket, successful one in 1994, getting the third pick of the draft, but they had the second worst record in the NBA that year, so technically they moved down one spot instead of moving up. Of the 13 times that the Pistons have been in the lottery, this will be number 14, the Stones have stayed put at the pick that they went into lottery night and came out of it as the same one, and they have moved down five times, including that Grant Hill lottery, and each of those five times that they moved down, they only moved down one spot. So no drastic losses on terrible seasons like the Red Wings had this year. So they're going to unveil pick by pick. So obviously if you're a Pistons fan and you're rooting for them to get into that lottery or stay as high as they possibly can, if they don't get in that lottery, they don't want teams to be passing them from behind so that your chances go down because one of the four spots gets taken. So obviously it turns into three spots when it gets to the envelope to be unveiling you. And then, of course, if a team jumps you from behind and you don't get in that lottery spot, then you just get bumped down one spot for per team that jumps you. So we know the Pistons are the number five team in the lottery race. So right now, if everything stayed how it is, they would not get into the top four if the chances and the ping pong balls fell how the highest probability would be. Again, not likely, not very likely at all. And the reason that number five is like their lowest chances of actually ending up on draft night is because that takes the rare case that actually happens where the top four teams get the pick. That the mathematics of that is very difficult to actually happen. Although, again, it is the single most likely scenario to happen. It's also very unlikely compared to all the
thousands and maybe millions of other possibilities that could happen. Don't know if that makes sense, but it made sense in my head. So they're picking the top four teams. As they'll show it on the telecast, which is the next team that could be expected to come up. You guys have watched lotteries. I don't know why I'm breaking it down second by second for you. So I think you know pretty much how to watch these lotteries. Don't want teams jumping you. And then the Pistons, they'll get unveiled, you know, maybe at the four spot, maybe the five spot where they're at right now. And if they don't, obviously it's a good thing because that means you jumped up into the top four. Pistons with a 42.1% chance of getting the top four and a 10.5% chance of getting the number one overall pick, which is something the Pistons have never had in a lottery situation. They have picked number one before, Jimmy Walker and Bob Lanier. I believe that's the only two times that they've picked number one. Off the top of my head, the Knicks, the Bulls, the Charlotte, that's the Delete Eight teams that are right behind the Pistons. I guess what's new about the draft is that you have this Phoenix team coming in with good vibes after going 8-0 in the bubble and a promising future. So if they got that lottery pick, Lady Luck shines on them, that could be a good thing for their franchise. Other things of note, the San Antonio Spurs are back in the lottery. Again, this would be the 36th lottery that the NBA has done. The Spurs are in their fourth lottery. That's what happens when you go to the playoffs 22 times in a row, like the Spurs did up until this year. So only the fourth time the Spurs are in the lottery. And guess what? As we talked about with Brother Brian last week, they have moved up in the draft all three times that they've been in the lottery. So I know that's it's a long shot for them, 9.4% chance at a top four pick, 2.0% chance at number one overall. But they got Tim Duncan number one. They got David Robinson number one, Sean Elliott, I believe, number three. So they're 3-for-3 and moving up. So if history tells you anything, that could be a possibility there. The other one, old friend alert, Joe Dumars is running the Sacramento Kings. We talked about that a little bit the other day. But he's in the lottery at number 12 with a 6.2% chance at a top four pick and a 1.2% chance of landing the number one pick, something he couldn't do with the Pistons. But that's a good thing because that's back when the Pistons were winning. And we'll see if tonight could be a jump start for this new front office. That's not a new front office. That was a lie. This new general manager and, maybe a little bit of a new attitude for these Pistons. We'll see what the type of team that Troy Weaver wants to craft here in the future. Obviously, that's going to be kind of the focus of our offseason. And in my mind, there's types of players they should be looking for, and there's types of players that they should avoid. But up next, I'm going to give you my final plea for what Pistons fans should hope for tonight in the NBA draft lottery. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But hey, I have been notified that the new version of Built Bar is on its way to my apartment in Detroit, and I'm excited because Built Bar was great, and if it's new and improved, if it's better than old Built Bar, I am really excited. I'm being honest about this. This is legitimate excitement coming from me. Built Bar is the best-tasting protein bar ever. The improved Built Bar, even better. The six new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, an apple almond crisp. That add that to the OGs, the 12 original flavors. It's all good stuff. Built Bars are healthy. I might say it again, by the way. Cookies and cream Built Bar. Think about that. Think about how good that would be. Or is. And I'm going to tell you about how good it is very soon. Let me tell you about the cherry bar. The cookies and cream, right? You're thinking something so good's got to be bad for you. Guess what? It's not. 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. Those are the macros you're looking for. I don't have to tell you how to eat and how to be healthy. The protein's good. That's good. The calories are low. That's good. The sugar, guess what? That's low. The net carbs, keto diet, it all works. I know you got 20 carbs you can work with every day. So this will fit. 4 grams of net carbs. That works. You can eat 4 of them. Don't eat 5, though. You'll get out of ketosis. Built Bar, they have reset the promo code for the relaunch. So if you used it before, you can use it again. And there's a free cooler with purchase. If you move real quick, that might even be gone by now. But I would still try if you're interested in the cooler. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON. And you'll get $10 off your next order. Not just your first order, your next order. Because they reset those codes for your account. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. look, and I know that I'm a Grinch, right? I know that you listen to this show and sometimes you think, what's wrong with Matt? Why is he always so down about the Pistons? Why is he bringing up the – why did today's show have to open up with an indictment of the front office that is, you know, now being headed up by a whole new guy and everything? And I listened to yesterday's show and I thought about my projections of what the lottery – look, I'm a little bit beaten down by this Detroit sports scene. Hey, it was nice to have a little glimmer of hope with Casey Mize on the mound on Wednesday. Something to look forward to there for the Detroit Tigers organization. But, man, when I say that I want to avoid getting the first pick, that's like the disgruntled fan in me playing out the scenario in my mind of Anthony Edwards or LaMelo Ball coming here and the Pistons being tempted by the fact that there is a lot of upside there and it just not working out, right? Those not being the type of players that you want to start building culture around, especially with a front office. That being said, I'm going to just go ahead and admit that I'm wrong and that Pistons fans should actually be rooting for the number one pick in this draft. And after that, you should be rooting for the number two pick. And after that, you should be rooting for the number three pick. And it goes on. I think you can figure out where I'm going with that pattern. Look, there are reasons to not be rooting for the number one pick, not only because of potential players that might get drafted then, but the salary too, right? The cap space is a big thing for the Pistons right now. Having a lot of it's a good thing. Maybe you can collect some dumping from other teams. Let me tell you some numbers here. The first pick of the 2020 draft coming into the next season. Now, the economics of the league might change this offseason based on the pandemic, but based on the old levels, which should be proportionally changed if anything ever gets changed. So, you know, even if these numbers are a little different, other numbers should make up for that difference. So, the 2020 draft, the first pick is going to sign a four-year deal for almost $47 million. Now, if you're an Anthony Edwards or LaMelo Ball fan, you probably think they got that upside and they're going to realize it. So, you know, if this guy turns into an all-star in his fourth season and is a good starter in year three and shows glimpses in year one and two, then it's okay to give him 4 years and $47 million. But I think it's just that with this draft, I mean, I don't love the ceiling of the high ceiling guys, quote unquote. And I really like kind of the floors of some of these other guys. And I know it sounds silly to be talking about good floors with a bad team and a top five type of pick. But let me break that down real quick one more time. 4 years, $47 million for the first pick. Let's randomly go down and say the Pistons move down to six, right? Some team passes them. They go down to sixth in the lottery tonight. 4 years, $28 million. So we're talking about the difference of $19 million over the course of a four-year contract. Again, if you draft a guy first and he turns into an all-star, he looks like he's heading towards a great trajectory, it's fine, and it worked out. But I'm just not seeing that guy. I'm really not. But yes, Troy Weaver is in here as the new general manager, and it is our job as Pistons fans and as Pistons podcast hosts to perk up a little bit, give Troy Weaver a chance. Don't give up on him before he even gets started. Hopefully he has the same kind of – or hopefully he has ideas that help this team advance. I believe I would have a certain strategy on the types of players I would bring into this organization. I like how the Baltimore Ravens, every NFL draft, they draft a guy and you're like, yeah, that's a Baltimore Ravens type of pick. That's the type of guy that they draft. And it's a successful organization. I'm not talking about being the Al Davis Raiders and drafting clowns every year and everyone says that's definitely a Oakland Raiders or LA Raiders pick. I'm talking about the good version of that, the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? They draft a guy, and you're like, that's a Pittsburgh Steeler. That's a good pick. Devin Bush goes there. That makes perfect sense that he would go to the Steelers. So I want to be that team in the NBA. And the Pacers kind of already do that, right? They take guys that are smart and or tough, hopefully both. When Danny Granger gets picked by the Pacers, you're like, yes, that's a Pacers pick. You know, if Paul George ends up there after the trade, yes, that's a Pacers pick. Getting in someone like that. So, sorry, I was thinking about the Kawhi Leonard, George Hill trade. But, those are the types of players that the Pacers are looking for, and they've turned themselves into a very good team. It must be frustrating for those fans that they've never really gotten over the hump. But it would just be nice if, given this Detroit Pistons franchise, that you could look around and say to yourself, yes, that was a Detroit Pistons pick. And we'll see what happens. But that being said, hopefully Troy Weaver institutes whatever culture he's looking for. Hopefully it's one that works, whatever it is. And he should be having the most amount of tools available to him. And so for that, I will officially declare that I want the Pistons to get the first pick of the draft, mainly because they can trade down if they'd like, and there would be maybe some assets coming in that way, or that Troy Weaver makes the pick that he really wants to make. And I know the salary is tough to swallow for role guys, or better, you know, very good role guys, or even whatever it is that Troy Weaver wants. I want him to have all the tools at his disposal that could possibly be there. But that'll do it for this show. Enjoy the lottery tonight. We'll put up a quick episode shortly after the lottery, then we'll expand it on Friday morning, afternoon for the NBA playoffs on Fridays with Brian. But this is your host, Matt Shook, of the Locked On Pistons podcast, saying thanks for listening. And go ahead and tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Have a great night. Go Pistons in the lottery. Get some luck out there. And we'll talk to you guys shortly after the ping pong balls fall.